Welcome to the Chilling Tales of Yuletide, a winter poetry anthology.
Christmas Ghost by Andrew Green. I am the Christmas ghost. I haunt the end of year. I'm a chill in the air, a creak on the stair, a feeling something's there. I'm a frisson of fright, I'm a shiver of fear, or a face you've seen in the fire. I dim your Christmas candles, I'm a spectre at your feast, but when the nights are dark, it's cold outside, and you're huddled around the fire. Someone will invite me in with a call for a ghostly tale. So why do you summon the Christmas ghost to blunt your Christmas cheer? It's hard for a spirit to know men's minds, but I guess it's something like this. I'm a hint there's more than you can know. I'm a hint of a life beyond. I'm a hint of things as they were before. I'm a hint of bygone times. I join you up with those long gone, the ones you've loved and lost. But most of all, I'm a good excuse for a huddle around the fire.
Marmion, a Christmas poem by Sir Walter Scott. Heap on more wood, the wind is chill, but let it whistle as it will, we'll keep our Christmas merry still. Each day has deemed the newborn year the fittest time for festal cheer. Even heathen, yet the savage Dane, at Eol more deep the mead did drain. High on the beach his galleys drew, and feasted all his pirate crew. Then in his low and pine-built hall, where shields and axes decked the wall, they gorged upon the half-dressed steer, caroused in seas of sable beer. While round in brutal jest were thrown the half-gnawed ribbed and marrow-bone, or listened all in grim delight, while skulls yelled out the joys of fight. Then forth in frenzy would they hie, while wildly loose their red locks fly, and dancing round the blazing pile, they make such barbarous mirth the while, as best might to the mind recall the boisterous joys of Odin's hall. And well our Christian says of old, loved when the year its course had rolled, and brought blithe Christmas back again with all his hospitable train. Domestic and religious rite gave honour to the holy night. On Christmas Eve the bells were rung, on Christmas Eve the Mass was sung. That only night in all the year saw the stoled priest the chaliced rear. The damsel donned her kirtle sheen, the hall was dressed in holy green. Forth to the wood did merry men go to gather in the mistletoe. Then opened wide the baron's hall to vassal, tenant, serf and all. Power laid his rod of rule aside, and ceremony doffed his pride. The hare with roses in his shoes, that night might village partner choose, the lord under a gating share, the vulgar game of post and pair. All hailed with uncontrolled delight, and general voice the happy night, that to the cottage, as the crown, brought tidings of salvation down. The fire with well-dried logs supplied went roaring up the chimney wide, the huge hall table's oaken face scrubbed till it shone the day to grace. Bore then upon its massive board no mark to part the squire and lord. Then was brought in the lusty brawn by old blue-coated serving man. Then the grim boar's head frowned on high, crested with bays and rosemary. Well, can the green-garbed ranger tell how, when, and where the monster fell? What dogs before his death too tore, and all the baiting off the boar? The wassail round in good brown bowls, garnished with ribbons blithely trolls. There the huge sirloin reeked, hard by plum porridge stood and Christmas pie, nor failed all Scotland to produce, at such high tide, her savoury goose. Then came the merrymakers in, and carols roared with blithesome din. If unmelodious was the song, it was a hearty note and strong. Who lists may in their mumming see traces of ancient mystery? White shirts supplied the masquerade, and smutted cheeks the visors made. But oh, what maskers richly dight can boast of bosoms half so light? England was merry England when old Christmas brought his sports again. 'Twas Christmas broached the mightiest ale, 'twas Christmas told the merriest tale. A Christmas gamble oft could cheer the poor man's heart through half the year.
Yule Horror by H.P. Lovecraft. There is snow on the ground, and the valleys are cold, and a midnight profound blackly squats o'er the wold. But a light on the hilltops half seen hints of feastings unhallowed and old. There is death in the clouds, there is fear in the night, for the dead in their shrouds hail the sun's turning flight, and chant wild in the woods as they dance round a Yule altar fungus and white. To no gale of earth's kind sways the forest of oak, where the sick boughs entwined by mad mistletoes choke. For these powers are the powers of the dark, from the graves of the lost druid folk. And mayest thou to such deeds be an abbot and priest, singing cannibal greeds at each devil-wrought feast, and to all the incredulous world showing dimly the sign of the beast.
"'Twas the Night Before Yuletide" by C.C. Williford. "'Twas the night before Yuletide, and all through the glen, not a creature was stirring, not a fox, not a hen. A mantle of snow shone brightly that night, as it lay on the ground, reflecting moonlight. The fairies were nestled all snug in their trees, unmindful of flurries and a chilly north breeze. The elves and the gnomes were down in their burrows, sleeping like babes in their soft earthen furrows. When lo, the earth moved with a thunderous quake, causing chairs to fall over and dishes to break. The little folk scrambled to get on their feet, then raced to the river where they usually meet. What happened? They wondered, they questioned, they probed, as they shivered in nightclothes, some bare-armed, some robed. What caused the earth's shudder? What caused her to shiver? They all spoke at once as they stood by the river. Then what to their wondering eyes should appear but a shining gold light in the shape of a sphere. It blinked and it twinkled, it winked like an eye, then it flew straight up and was lost in the sky. Before they could murmur, before they could bustle, there emerged from the crowd with a swish and a rustle a stately old crone with her hand on a cane, resplendent in green with a flowing white mane. As she passed by them, the old crone's perfume, smelling of meadows and flowers abloom, made each of the fae folk think of the spring, when the earth wakes from slumber and the birds start to sing. My name is Gaia, the old crone proclaimed, in a voice that at once was both wild and tamed. I've come to remind you, for you seem to forget, that Yule is a time of rebirth, and yet I see no hearth fires, hear no music, no bells. The air isn't filled with rich, fragrant smells of baking and roasting and simmering stews, of cider that's mulled or other hot brews. There aren't any children at play in the snow, or houses lit up by candles' glow. Have you forgotten, my children, the fun of celebrating the rebirth of the sun? She looked at the fey folk, her eyes going round, as they shuffled their feet and stared at the ground. Then she smiled the smile that brings light to the day. Come, my children, she said, let's play. They gathered the mistletoe, gathered the holly, threw off the drab and drew on the jolly. They lit a big bonfire and they danced and they sang. They brought out the bells and clapped when they rang. They strung lights on the trees and boughs oh so merry in colours of cranberry, bayberry, cherry. They built giant snowmen and adorned them with hats, then surrounded them with snowbirds and snowcats and bats. Then just before dawn, at the end of their fest, before they went homeward to seek out their rest, the fey folk they gathered round their favourite oak tree and welcomed the sun neath the trees finally. They were just reaching home when it suddenly came. The gold light returned like an arrow-shot flame. It lit on the treetop where they could see from afar. The golden-like sphere turned into a star. The old crone just smiled at the beautiful sight. Happy Yuletide, my children, she whispered. Good night.
Scary Christmas by Donald R. Wolfe Jr. They came before Christmas, beneath the luminous moonlight. Their stories were told on Halloween night. From the earth of their home where they rested their heads, the singing of carols was disturbing the dead. Up from the ground and into the night arose the ghosts of the past, a frightening sight. The children all ran to hide in their beds, holding tight to their bedsheets, covering their heads. And still one had wondered, one child without fear. She opened the door to see who was knocking out there. Her mother had gasped as father held tight behind the skirt of dear mother before the figures in sight. They came in great numbers, their reason unclear. They came without warning to give them a scare. Yet the young heart was laughing as she reached out with tears. Uncle Ned and the family once again are all here. Soon, the town people all slowly emerged. They opened their doorways to see what they heard. There was laughter and joy in the town's village square, and all sang out loudly as though no one cared. The dead and the living once again all unite. A merry, scary Christmas to all and to all. Sleepless night.
Ghostly Christmas by Amanda Shelton. Within the darkest hour, ghostly dreams come to life. The chiming of the clock strikes three. The morning rolls in on a foggy mist and a chilled breeze. Like a ghostly breath, memories linger. A hiss can be heard from the room across the hall. A door creaks and the sound of a cat running around. The Christmas tree is decaying, the wallpaper fraying. Cobwebs cover everything. Darkness lives here. Ghosts from decades past celebrating the season all year round. Deck the halls with rotten food. Drinks are dried, the alcohol evaporated years ago. Merry Christmas, you ghoulish fiend. May your nightmares be merry, too. This is a Christmas nightmare come true.
A Winter Solstice Prayer by Edward Hayes. The dark shadow of space leans over us. We are mindful that the darkness of greed, exploitation and hatred also lengthens its shadow over our small planet Earth. As our ancestors feared death and evil, and all the dark powers of winter, we fear that the darkness of war, discrimination and selfishness may doom us and our planet to eternal winter. May we find hope in the light we can let on this sacred night, hope in one another and in all who form the webwork of peace and justice that spans the world. In the heart of every person on this earth burns the spark of luminous goodness. In no heart is there total darkness. May we, who have celebrated this winter solstice, by our lives and service, by our prayers and love, call forth from one another the light and the love that is hidden in every heart.
Thank you for listening to the Chilling Tales of Yuletide with our cast, Charlotte Weatherall, Angela Heenan, Shalaka Kay, Kathy Kutz, Lana O'Kell, Christian Newhouse and Michaela Lovett. If you enjoyed this episode, please check out our 2021 and 2022 episodes featuring a seasonal ghost story anthology and a full-length chilling winter drama. Happy Yuletide.